Did you ever hear China egg?
Yes, a lot of China eggs. You buy them in the stores, you know.
Yeah. You ever call your wife's dishes that?
China dishes?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
What do you usually call the dishes? Now, that's not a good way to put the question, is
well,
it?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know. You mean what kind of a dish?
Well, you know, when you were a boy, did you ever call the dishes the China?
Yes.
I think I did, too.
Yes.
Was the good China and everyday
good
China, even
yeah,
though it wasn't China.
That's a very, I guess I should say, a very familiar term, talking about dishes and call them China. Put the China on the table and do this with the China, you know. I think that's a very popular term.
There it goes again. You mentioned you had a well. How did you get your water out of the well?
With a pump.
And then you pump it into what? The rain in the house?
Just a bucket. We had a cedar bucket. Oh, it was about so big around, about so tall. And of course, it had a bale on it, you know. And we just got to hang it on the pump and pump the water and bring it in.
Now, if you used, what was the container that you used when you milked the cow?
Tin pail.
And let's see, where you put your garbage when you were a boy?
Well, of course, back to the under, they didn't care much what you did with the garbage.
Yeah.
You just throw it out in the alley, you know.
How'd you get it out there?
Just carry it out.
You just put it in something?
Yes. If it was wet garbage, of course, you'd put it in a bucket. Carry it out, throw it out in the alley.
Do you have any special name for the bucket?
No. You might call it, well, it might be called a garbage pail, probably.
I remember hearing slop bucket.
Well, yes, they had slop buckets. Now, when we had dogs, in the cooking, you have something left over, you know. And we call that slop, of course. If you take it out, we always had a trough in the hog pan. Pour it in the trough, the dogs would eat it.
I remember my aunt's fire, this was so convenient, everything went in the bucket.
Yes.
When your wife fries things, what does she fry them in?
Skillet.
When I was a boy, I grew up calling that a spider.
Well, I was going to say, they used to call that a spider.
I shouldn't have called you. Even down here, it was a spider. Huh?
Yes, in the early days, they were a spider.
Was that a special type?
No, just any kind of a skillet was a spider.
I heard how that term got started. It used to be that it was a special term for the type of skillet that had legs.
I never saw a skillet with legs on.
Well, they used to have one that had these, I don't know how long the legs
yes
were, but it had legs, and of course with these legs sticking out, the long handle, uh-huh, there was a similarity, and that was the
yeah
spider, and then it was transferred to anything that you...
Well, now that might be right, too. But, as I say, I never saw one like that. All I saw just sat flat on the stove. But I knew they called a skillet a spider.
Any particular people in the community who used this term that you can recall?
No.
Or was it a rather general term?
It was just a general term.
I call this my little daughter's five. Now mentioned this spider, going to fry the spider. This confused her horribly. And when you're boiling something, what do you put that in if you want to boil cabbage or
well,
potatoes?
You put it in they have a little pan, they call it a stew pan. Mm-hmm. Or if that's not large enough, they put it in a kettle.
Mm-hmm. And then if it has to be stirred, you'd stir it with a
spoon. Now, my wife makes